Hey guys, it's your girl, Be Unapologetic. I have missed talking to you guys so much, so I am back to just build with you guys and vibe with you guys and let y'all know what's good. It is Thursday the 4th and I'm ready for the weekend. So I hope you guys are all staying light. I know the world is so heavy right now, but it's so important to stay light in times like this, you know? I wanted to build on something that I had been talking to someone about. I actually saw it as a topic on a talk show, and it stopped me in my tracks as I was walking through the living room, because I'm like, you know what, that's real shit. And the statement was, people have a number one need to feel accepted and a number one fear of rejection. And that hit me heavy when I saw that, because I said, this is really true. You know, it might not be everybody's number one, but it definitely is a lot of people's number one. So I'm going to say that again. People's number one need is to be accepted, and number one fear is rejection. And I felt like it was important for me to talk about this because I struggled with this for a long time. And acceptance comes in so many different forms. Sometimes people don't know that they are struggling with a need to be accepted. Same thing with rejections. Rejection comes in so many forms that some people don't even know that they fear it. And rejection is heavy. Rejection is like, really, it could make or break someone who is not spiritually in tune with themselves and their higher selves, because to feel unwanted or not accepted is like really a deal breaker for a lot of people. And what I mean by deal breaker in this case, like, it could really push someone over the edge. So I remember, you know, growing up, even like as far back as my teenage years, like when you are a child, you know, I think those issues start at the child age, because I remember being a child and needing that validation and acceptance from my friends. You know, like needing them to say, yeah, I was, you know, B was the hot one at the time, or B is where is that, you know, instead of just accepting that B was good enough without their approvals. So when you are struggling as a young child, you know, especially teenage years, you fall into these traps of doing things to be accepted. Acceptance is very big, especially with teenagers. And I wish somebody talked to me about this when I was a teenager, because it would have saved me a lot of trauma growing up. But feeling accepted as a teenager and into adulthood is really a big thing for people. And it pushes people to do things and say things that they're probably not even completely in agreement with, but because I need you to accept me and who I am, you know, I'm gonna do these things. So I remember when I was a teenager growing up, you know, I needed to be part of that crowd. You know, I never wanted to be the one standing alone. I needed to always be surrounded by friends and people who liked me and cheered me on for even the dumbest shit that I did. But to have that, it meant that you guys accepted me, even if I wasn't accepting myself. Because if I was accepting myself, I really didn't need people to accept me. So, you know, I used to do stupid shit. You know, some of the people I hung out with weren't, you know, the straight A students, the nerds. So, you know, all right, you ain't doing your homework. I'm not doing that shit either. You want to skip school? I'm going to skip school too. You want to talk to these dudes? I'm going to talk to them with you. Like, you want to steal shit out the store? All right, we going to put some shit in our pocket and steal out this store. You know, it's what you do to keep your crowd. You know? And I remember I fell into this pattern for so long of always feeling like I was exhausted because I had to keep up with so many freaking things just to keep my friends, you know? Even when that shit just didn't resonate with me and it didn't feel good, I would continue to just partake in these things just because for this moment, you were accepting me and I felt like I was part of something and I felt loved, you know? But when it was all said and done and I went home at night and everything was over, you know, I never really felt that good because it was like, damn, did I really want to do that? Do I really want to fight with my mom now because, you know, she about to kick my ass because she been looking for me all day, you know? And, you know, my sister and my brother had to deal with the shit. Like, it was just a lot of things that I did and a lot of people that I hurt because I had this need to be accepted. It was never instilled in me that you are enough. You know, like, you don't need anyone else's validation. Like, you are good enough. Like, people could actually stand to prove that they are worthy of you wanted to be around them. They should feel honored, you know? Like, that was never instilled in me. So, for a long time, it was, you know, you do what you got to do to fit in so you could have friends and you could keep busy and you could always look like you are the one when really, in actuality, you're born the one. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important now as adults, we really try to talk to our kids young because we don't want them to grow into adults still seeking to be accepted. Because nothing's worse than an adult, because I was that adult who went into adulthood with the need to be accepted. So I would be in these trashy ass relationships. I would have these fucked up ass friends. And I knew deep down inside that these people were no good for me. But I still stuck around because, hey, they choosing me. You know, it's important while they're young that we teach them how to love themselves and to see the beauty in themselves and their talents and their spiritual gifts and self-love, because they don't grow into adults that are still trying to swim their way through an ocean but never was taught to swim, you know? So I feel like acceptance is something that comes once a person has learned to love themselves. You know, once you can look in the mirror and honestly say, I accept you. I accept that you are not perfect in everyone else's eyes, but you are perfect in your eyes. In my own eyes, I am perfect. You know, there is no such thing as a flaw. And it kills me when people say, love me. You know, he loved me through my flaws. She loved me with all my flaws. What fucking flaws? Tell me what flaws that you have that are that bad that you feel someone should have to love you through them. What could your flaws possibly be? you're not tall enough. You know, you're not short enough. You're not this, you're not that. Like, what flaw could you possibly have that you need people to say, yeah, I accept that? Because when you take the term flaw and attach it to something that you're not owning, you're basically saying, yeah, this is what's wrong with me. And in my eyes, if I see you as perfection, you need to take a deeper look into yourself, because you should be looking at yourself as perfection. And it's not being cocky. It's not being conceited. It's not being an asshole. It's actually loving who the fuck you are. Don't mistake it. And some people who are offended by that are those people that you don't need to be looking for acceptance from. You really don't need to be looking for acceptance from nobody but yourself, you know? But stop convincing yourself that you're fucked up somewhere, that something is wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are absolutely perfect. Everything that you have been through has molded you to get to the point where you are now. Every scar on your body, every pound that you carry, every roll, thick thighs, jiggly arms, short hair, long hair, light skin, dark skin, it don't matter what you are calling a flaw. That flaw is non-existent when you really look in the mirror and realize that you freaking love yourself. And don't get me wrong, we all still have our moments where it's like, you look in the mirror and you're like, ugh. I looked in the mirror this morning, honestly, and was like, is there a magic potion that I could take to get rid of my arms? Like, I hate my thick arms. You know, I want to get rid of my stomach. I want to do this. I want to do that. Because I haven't fully gotten to that point where I accept what it is. And, you know, I do what I got to do to make myself comfortable. I kind of just want to erase it. Like, it's just not part of me. And it is part of you. You know, it is part of you. You are absolutely beautiful. And this is for male and female. But you are absolutely beautiful the way you are. So I need you to take a step back and tell me, like, what is it that you really need people to accept? And why do you keep calling these things that you carry that identify you as unique? You know, because if we all want to look the same, we could all go to Dr. Miami and have him stick us in a machine and under a knife and make us all look the same. But why? Because you're different from what they tell you you're supposed to be. You have actually labeled yourself as flawed. You're not flawed. You're perfect. And once you realize that you are perfection, the need for acceptance disappears. You no longer need anybody to, you know, love me and accept me through my flaws. No, fuck that. You looking at a nigga like, yo, you don't like this? I know somebody that do. No, so I'm just playing, but I'm serious. You know, unapologetically, anybody who does not accept any and everything about you is not somebody that you need to be carrying around with you. That shit, that weight is too heavy. That weight is too heavy because, like, when you're getting dressed to go on a date with your girl or with your man, you like, oh, I gotta put my girdle on, but we about to go eat. I just want to be free. No. Surround yourself with people who you can be completely free about, and you can genuinely smile and be happy and not be checking yourself the whole time because you, like, you know, worried about what it is that you're appearing to be to them. Worry about what you're appearing to be to yourself, you know? And this is why I'm saying it's very important that we start working with our kids young. I just sat with my daughter today and I had a deep conversation with her because I said it makes me really, really sad when I look on Instagram and I see all, because I work with a lot of young kids, so a lot of them are like on my page and I see what they post and everything. Even if I don't like it, I see what they post and stuff. But it drives me crazy when I see them reposting and idolizing women who are not real. Like, they're idolizing someone whose hair is fake, nails is fake, ass is fake, titties is fake, skin is fake. Everything about them is made up. But to these young girls, it's like, oh my God, that's what I want to be. Like, to them, that's perfection. No, baby. That is a woman who you can't idolize. We can't let our children idolize people who don't love themselves. Because, see, that person, if they really love themselves, wouldn't need to alter the way that they look because they've accepted themselves. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking anybody who does. What you do is all on you. But what you accept is also all on you. And I'm hoping that, you know, these young girls will start to get a better idea of self-acceptance. Because idolizing these celebrities and the money and the cars and the jewelry and all of that, so superficial. So superficial. And my daughter, she is just like tall, dark, and beautiful. Like, she's everything to me. And I've been talking to her since she was young about just really like accepting who she is. And she looked at me today and she was like, Mom, I don't even like none of that. I like my natural self. And to me, that was like a moment to jump up and celebrate, because everything that I have been telling her all her life, that sometimes she didn't even believe me, because you don't ever know, me and this one have went back and forth, but things that I have told her all her life about loving who she is, from the color of her skin to her height to her chocolate glow, it's finally sunk into her that she is perfection. And no matter who likes it and who don't, she does. She's comfortable with that. So when she transitions into womanhood, because, you know, being 18 now, you're growing into a woman, I'm not pulling my daughter out of an ocean and she can't swim. And I mean that symbolically, but I mean it. You don't want your child growing into an adult that is still struggling to be accepted. Because even as adults, we know how hard it is. You know? If we relate it to work, we relate it to relationships, we relate it to friendships, we relate it to the things we attach ourselves to on social media, down to the reality TV we watch, everything. I remember I was so blinded at one point in time by reality TV, I related a scene of my life to a scene off of Love and Hip Hop. What a fucking joke. Like, I really have been so sunk in and so programmed to what I watched on TV and how I thought it should be, that I actually related a scene of my life and my relationship to a scene on Love and Hip Hop. And I used to think it's funny. I used to be like, ugh, I'm in some real life Jim Jones and Chrissy shit. Nah. Ain't shit cute about that. Ain't shit cute about being almost 50 years old waiting for a man to love me and accept me and marry me, when I haven't even spiritually married myself. Because truth be told, I am my first love. I have to be so deeply in love with me before I can even give this love to a man. So I had to tighten up on accepting myself. All the things that I thought were flaws, I now embrace. You know? And when I'm feeling a little insecure, I stand in the mirror and I forgive myself. And I work with myself and I dig even deeper to find the deeper issue. You know? So the point on acceptance is try to get the kids young, but even as adults, we have to learn to love ourselves from inside out. There's no such thing as a flaw. Everything is uniquely given to you. Everything was uniquely made on you, for you, however you want to word it, for you. Think of them as unique identifiers, but it's what makes you up to the beautiful person that you are. And nothing I say is going to stick if you feel you still need to be accepted. Nothing's going to stick if you don't feel those things really in your heart. You are not flawed. There is nothing wrong with you. And if anybody has ever told you that in your life, do understand the same people that have told you all your life that something was wrong with you are the same people who have been blinding you to the fact that you are so special. You are special. So every time they told you something was wrong with you, they pulls you deeper and deeper away from who, further and further away from who you really are. And you could deprogram that. You know? You can heal all of that. So understand, you are not flawed. You are so beautiful and you are so perfect. You know? Understand to my parents out there that are listening that no matter how old your child is, it's always the perfect time to practice self-love. You know, practice affirmations, practice journal writing, whatever you can to connect with your kid. Everybody has a unique way they connect with their children. And if you feel like you're struggling with ways to connect with your children, dig deeper, reach out, you know? Reach out. I'm always around, you know, but it always can be shifted, you know. That need for acceptance can always go away with self-love. And as far as fear, I don't fear anything because I know my spiritual team is always looking after me. I don't fear anything because I know Archangel Michael does not play about me. I don't fear anything because I know the worst parts of my life are already behind me. I don't fear anything because anything that I face, I will conquer because as a goddess, it is my God-given right to be happy and I demand happiness. I don't fear anything because while I'm here in this dimension, I am here to learn lessons. I am here to heal myself so that I can heal others. Anything that's happening to me is supposed to happen to me. I don't fear anything because as long as I have 2 feet, I will stand tall and I will face things dead on. I will not live my life in fear that anybody will love me. I will not live my life in fear that anyone will accept me. I will not live my life in fear that anybody will welcome me because I love, accept, and welcome myself. I do not fear that you will reject me for anything that you consider a flaw because anything that is on my body, that is in my heart, that is on my mind, I accept and I accept them with a whole pure heart. I don't fear anything because I have a family of sisters that stand by my side and anything that I face, they face it with me. I don't fear anything because the one thing that I ask the universe is to allow me to live in this world long enough so that my daughters are able to take care of themselves before I go. I don't fear anything because everything that I ask for is provided. I don't fear anything because I have never went hungry. I don't fear anything because there is a roof over my head. I don't fear anything because I am in need of nothing right now, because everything that I need, I am provided. I don't fear anything because I've decided never to live my life in fear. I don't fear anything because I have agreed and forgiven myself for all the times that I was afraid and was not secure that I would be taken care of, I would be provided for, I would be loved, I would be accepted. I don't fear anything because I know what's for me will always be mine. I don't fear anything because I trust that anything bad coming my way will be fought. Because those battles are not mine to be fought. Let me run that back. I don't fear anything because I know anything coming towards me will be blocked and taken care of, because some battles are not mine to fight. I got a whole team to do that for me. You see, once you make the decision to stop living in fear, you'll realize how lighter life becomes. You'll realize that you are able to live, you are able to breathe, because you are no longer weighed down by fear, the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown was the biggest thing for me. It's I always wanted to know what was next. But now I just trust that whatever's next, I'm well equipped for it. And the things that I'm not equipped for, they're a soul lesson for me. A soul lesson that I choose to master so that the next time that I face it, I'm facing it fearless. So decide to live your life free. Decide to live your life on purpose. Decide to live your life unapologetically. And choose to live your life without fear. I love y'all. Hey guys, just want to thank you guys for stopping in and taking a listen. I just really appreciate all the love and all the messages and all the shouts out. Like, I really appreciate it all. You know, healing is very important to me. I take it very seriously, and I'm hoping I inspire somebody to go in and heal themselves. You know, when I reached out to my mentor, I was in a really dark place, you know. I reached out and I was dying inside, and my mentor is now my very best friend in the world. I couldn't do it without her. You guys really need to check her out. You know, she's on Instagram, Jenny Lynn Hart, JenninnIlynnHartt. Check her out. She is like the dopest healer. You know, you need to contact her for healing sessions. You know, you looking for crystals. A couple of you guys reached out to me about crystals and readings. You know, that's where it's at. Again, that's JenninnIlynnHartt. I wish they would give me an option to tag people on here. It would be so much easier, but you know, I can't be greedy. We got some things coming up on the team, the home team. You know, I told you guys I was working on the Becoming Project, so you know, keep an eye out for that. Make sure that you follow my Mission Work Instagram page, Be More Unapologetic. That is not the regular Be Unapologetic page. It is Be More Unapologetic. Make sure that you're following that page, because I'm really going to be doing some work with my sister circle on there. You know, we got some dope shit coming up. So thanks for vibing now, you know, with your girl being unapologetic. You know, it's almost the weekend. It is Thursday. You know, it's Friday Eve. Let's go. I love you guys. Thanks for rocking with me. Talk to you soon. Hey guys, I am back. See a girl be unapologetic. Coming back after, how long has it been? 2 weeks? Oh man, I missed y'all. You know, I just had to take some time and focus on some other things, and ground myself. You know, I was a little unbalanced, if I say that. But now that I'm good and I have organized my plans, I am back. I hope everybody is well and staying light. I was just sitting here and I was like thinking back to old relationships. Like, I was just men that I dated, and men, I use that word very lightly because some of them are still young boys trapped inside of grown men bodies. But I was thinking back to some of my past relationships and like some of the things that I went through, and it was like I was actually in like a state of like, damn, what the fuck was wrong with me that I was like really accepting the shit that I was accepting in these relationships? Because I guess back then I didn't see any error in me. I spent a lot of time focusing on like what he did and what he lied about and who he cheated with and, you know, on that I didn't even see the error in the fact that I was so toxic. Like, a lot of people think that when we refer to the word toxic, that you're toxic because you're the one doing the lying, you're the one doing the cheating, you're the one putting your hands on people or in a relationship or whatever the case may be. But toxic, ooh, comes in all forms. And I realized I had a moment today and I realized that I was toxic as fuck. Like, I was just thinking back to a relationship that I was in, and to be honest with you, they could kind of relate to all the relationships that I was in, but I was just thinking back like, damn, I stayed for a long time. Like, and like one relationship I was in, we basically fell in love through text. Like, there was no real dating. There was no, not much spending time together and everything. Like, every once in a while, he would come around and give me that attention that I needed, that I was just so thirsty for. And yes, I'm referring to myself as thirsty, because at this time I was, because my cup was so empty. I literally was thirsting just for any kind of attention. I just was thirsty out there. So I remember I was in this relationship and oh my God, I was so infatuated with this man. Oh, you couldn't tell me I wasn't in love. I would fight for him, lie for him, steal for him, beat your ass for him. Like, it was nothing that I wouldn't do for him, because just the idea of him and me just was like so, in my eyes, far-fetched. Like, shit, I'm gonna be the one that he end up with. Like, so I was so hell-bent on being the one that he chose in the end, because he was like a ladies' man. Every chick around where I live at wanted him and everything, but here he was entertaining me. So the little bit that he would give me was so satisfying, because it was like, yeah, he could be anywhere in the world, but he was with me. But I hate notifications while I'm recording, but anyways, I was just so satisfied with the little bit that he was giving me. And it was like, I felt so good when him and I were together, but when he would leave, it would just be like, damn, well, why can't you stay? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go. It was like, I would never say those things, but because I had too much pride, another toxic trait. But I would just be like, damn, don't go. Just stay. You know, do anything just a little bit longer so you could stay. And I
remember feeling so empty and so drained at the end of the day after being with him, because it was just like I gave so much of me and I never got any reciprocation. And I was so satisfied because, oh my God, today he chose to be here. And now as I'm, you know, going through my journey and I'm doing all my healing and, you know, I get called out on my bullshit by my mentor, like, I realized that for a long time, all of these men that were in my life were in my life because I let them be in my life, but I also kept them around because I was a toxic motherfucker. You know, I could sit back now and look at the relationships and be like, damn, he wasn't reciprocating anything. He wasn't dating me. He wasn't doing anything to wow me. He would come around and have these dick appointments. You know, most of the time I didn't even really come. It was just sex, you know, and it was like, damn, that was okay with me. What was really, the woman I am now asked, what was really wrong with you that was acceptable to you? And that's a tough question. No. If you would have asked me that a couple years ago, that would have been a tough question. But now, I would say, not only was I toxic, but I didn't love myself. I didn't know anything about my worth, my value. You know, I betrayed myself over and over. And because of that, because I was betraying myself, you know, people never felt like they had to work that hard for me, because if this is what she allowed, that's what I'm gonna give her. Nah, that was never okay. It was never okay. It was a very dark, dark time of just not loving myself and not recognizing that I was always filling the cup and mine was always left empty. And even now when I look back at it, I'm like, damn, I actually wish I could time travel back to myself and be like, you know, give myself a talk. Like, no. Like, I wish I could go back and change the way I did things. And I know that things played out the way they did because I needed to feel that pain. I needed to feel that loneliness, that emptiness. But I really wish that I could go back and have a talk with myself. Like, baby girl, no. Do you know who you are? Like, I had no idea who I was at the time. So instead, I was going to men and trying to find my identity. I'm gonna run that back and say that again. I was running to men in hopes to find my identity. I was running to men who were not only just as broken inside as me, but who had their own wounds, who had their own healing that they needed to do, who had mommy issues, just all kinds of shit going on with them. And they were just, I was looking to them for the validation of who I really was. And somebody said to me before, years and years ago, hurt people hurt people. Let me say it again. Hurt people hurt people. And if you're listening to this, write that down. Because it's so freaking true. Because I was a hurting person. Like, young B, the young B inside of me was so hurt and so afraid and so angry that I allowed people to come in my life and literally hurt me. And it was acceptable to me because, you know, if I show that I stay down, or if I show that, you know, I'm going to stick by him no matter what, you know, in the end, it will always be me. And Let me tell you something. If anybody is in this kind of relationship right now, in the end, you're right. In the end, it will be you. But guess what it will be? It will be you laying there alone, hurt, lonely, abandoned, and once again, not feeling safe. So yeah, in the end, it'll be you, but not because he chooses you. In the end, it will be you that's hurt. Because when you're dealing with people who are toxic like this, when you're dealing with people who don't know how to love, see, to know how to love, you must learn how to love yourself first. I'm just not realizing that. Not realizing that, but I'm just now getting into that. I don't know how to word it right, but I'm there in that point of, you know, that, how should I say it? I'm actually at that point in my life where I truly love myself, so I'm open to loving someone and open to receiving it. If you don't love yourself, and I know it sounds real cliche to be like, oh, if you don't love yourself, can't nobody love you? But it's kind of true. It is true. If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody and nobody can't love you. Because if you don't love yourself, you're struggling with feelings of self-doubt, self-worth, and self-love. If you are fighting those battles, then you're not really open to receive, because even if somebody really good sent into your life to come and really love you and be there for you, even if that person came and you still battling with that, you're not going to know how to receive that love. He's going to tell you you're beautiful. You're not going to believe him. He's going to tell you I'm going out for a little while. You're not going to trust him. He's going to tell you he loves you, and you're going to feel like there's conditions on it. So honestly, in order to truly love, to be loved, and to give love, you have to heal those deep-seated issues with self-worth and self-love. And those are the hard, some of those things are some of the hardest things to heal. I remember being in a relationship for a very long time where I completely lost myself. I remember at one point in time, the outgoing and happy and everybody face B that I am, that I was, you know, kind of all my life. At one point in time, I didn't want to talk to people. I started having anxiety attack, panic attacks. I was rushing myself to the emergency room and stuff because I thought that I was having heart attacks, but I really was having freaking panic attacks, full-fledged. I didn't like to look in the mirror. My daughter really was my saving grace because she really was like the thing that kept me going. But I didn't like to look in the mirror. I wouldn't even really get dressed like that. I would just throw my hair back in a ponytail. I just really didn't care about me. And it would hurt because every once in a while, somebody would tell me, like, B, what's wrong with you? Like, you're falling off. What's going on? But this person had really beat me down to the point mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you imagine being in a relationship where the emotional abuse is horrible. The physical abuse was horrible. The verbal abuse. I remember the verbal abuse was so bad that I would be like, damn, I wish this nigga would just really shut up and just hit me. You feel me? And it was pretty bad. So when you in that kind of relationship,